Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Of course, March is Ag Month, and we've been doing some interviews throughout the week here, and we're going to talk with Wes Anderson of Rural Appleton. And Wes got a big award. Congratulations, Wes, on being named the Minnesota's Future Farmers of America Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, it was quite a shock. My son, Nathan, called me up one day and said, hey, I've got some, it was about a month and a half ago now, probably, got some good news for you. And he said, you're going to be inducted into the Minnesota FFA Hall of Fame. So that was
well,
awesome.
Well deserved. Yeah. That's for sure, Wes. I know you have been a national teacher mentor, you've done a lot of things for FFA. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about some of the things you've done in FFA?
Well, it's not me. It's the kids.
Okay.
Because of the kids, because of the students' success, it allows the teacher to be successful, and that's what it's all about. Being able, I was privileged enough to teach for the bulk of my career at Lacaparral Valley or Appleton. I started out in Webster, South Dakota.
Oh.
In 1983. Taught for a couple years there, then had a chance to move closer to home. My home is Murdoch, and that's where I grew up. And got a job teaching in Appleton, and we taught there since from 1985 to 1990, and then at Lacaparral Valley from 1990 to 2017. So then I retired from Lacaparral Valley and am currently teaching at Hancock. So,
oh, you are? Okay, I didn't realize that.
It's been, yeah. Yep, I was retired for a day, and then I went up to Hancock.
Okay.
So it's the students. One of the things all teachers will tell you this. One of the things that I remember is sitting at the Swift County Fair. I had a former student come up to me and I wanted to thank you. He wanted to buy me supper because he said something to the effect that it was because of your welding class I was able to get a good job, a good paying job. And he's doing well financially with his family, and he wanted to thank me for that. And all teachers will tell you that when someone actually takes the time out of their day to thank you for something that you made a difference, that's what it's all about.
Right.
And it's because of students and their ambition and their drive and their success stories. I have a saying that I've had since day one, and it's my goal is to develop pillars in the community. And to me, a pillar in the community is a good, useful, productive citizen that votes and
right,
just is productive to society. So that's my goal.
Right.
And I was just fortunate enough to have good students along the way to do that.
That's right. Wes, talk about the Future Farmers of America, the FFA organization a little bit. What's that meant to you?
Well, like I said in a newspaper article, we were the rowdy Murdoch boys that got bussed over to Kirkhove, and we weren't consolidated back in the day in 1978 when I graduated, and we got that. So I had ag classes in Kirkhove, and that's where I got my feet wet, if you will, about FFA a little bit. And then after I graduated, I went to school at Wilmer Community College and then North Dakota State University. And there we were, this part of being an ag teacher, you get indoctrinated into FFA. And there's a three-circle model good ag programs have. And one of them is the classroom instruction, things that go on in instruction-wise, whether it's in the classroom or whether, you're doing a resource thing outside. The second part of the three-circle model is the FFA, and that's what we call our leadership portion, where we have all kinds of contests or CDEs. They're called career development events, where you want students to dabble into different events they can participate in that hopefully will lead to a career. And then the third component of a model, the ag ed model, is what's called supervised ag education. That's SAE, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you go on a job. That's where you work at home. That's where you you learn things outside the classroom that you can apply to real life situations. That's where most students will earn some money when they're doing that. And that's you put that all together, and that's how we try to develop our students into becoming useful, productive citizens. So
right.
FFA is the leadership part, and that's played a huge role. Both of my children, Nicole and Nathan, have both got the American FFA degree, which is the highest degree you can earn in the FFA. And that was pretty proud Papa when when they both walked across the stage for that, too.
Awesome. So. I remember a time a few years ago when Senator Amy Klobuchar came out, visited La Caprile Valley and your FFA group there. That was kind of a special moment, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was very nice of her to come out, and we got to showcase a few of the things that we were doing in our ag department and showcase some of the student work. She came out a second time in 2017, I believe it was, or 2016, the fall, when Joe Arnold from Holloway got Star Farmer of America. She came out and visited with Joe at his farm.
I remember Senator Klobuchar laughing. You were presenting her with a FFA coat, and you asked a U.S. Senator what size she is. Remember that?
Yep, I did.
she laughed
she
pretty hard on that.
She didn't take offense to it.
What's that?
She's down to earth. I think I asked her, are you large or medium? Or which would you like, large or medium, you know? And dumb old Norwegian didn't know any better, right?
So, yeah, she got a pretty good kick out of that. I've never been asked what size I am, so yeah, that was funny. I know, Wes, you've been involved in the community, very, very active in the communities in our area, and you're a member of the Cordaire still. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that is a group that we dearly miss right now. And actually, my wife and I were talking about it with our son. It's maybe hopefully time. We're all old enough that we probably got our shots. So we haven't practiced in over a year.
Oh,
so it was a highlight for the organization last September to have their 50th anniversary concert. So thank the Lord we got that in before COVID hit.
Right.
Because that was a wonderful event for that organization. And I'm looking forward to the day where we can get back and practice and sing again
Together.
That group is be together again. Yep.
Okay. What were some any highlights in your teaching career that stand out to you with kids? Or I know you went to a lot of national conventions, FFA national conventions. Anything stick out in your mind, Wes?
Well, my own kids getting the American degree was definitely a highlight, and then the Star Farmer of America, that just doesn't happen.
Explain that a little bit. What is that?
At all. Well, there's about 3,000 American FFA degrees given out annually at the national convention, and they pick like the top four in the nation for different areas. And Joe Arnold was like for production agriculture. He's actually a farmer. They have what's called placement, where you work for someone. That would be star and ag placement. And there's a few other categories, too, but Joe floated to the top with his application of his American degree as the best in the state of Minnesota as far as production agriculture was concerned that year. And then he went to the national convention and had to go through an interview about a half-hour interview with, dignitaries. People, CEOs from corporations come and conduct these interviews at the national convention. And then we were on stage with the other four candidates, and they named him as the Star Farmer of America, which meant that he had the best application, the judges felt, that year for kids involved in actual farming, production agriculture. So
amazing.
That was cool.
For sure.
Well,
I know the awards, Sarah. Go ahead. Did you have something else?
Yeah, the the day-to-day successes are just as important, you know, when the light goes on, when you see the kid make a career choice. Like, I just had a student here at Hancock that got a full-ride scholarship to SMSU, and she'll tell you that it's because of FFA and all the skills she's developed at speaking, that she was able to go through a series of interviews, just like, you know, pretty stressful kind of job interview things for this scholarship. And she was one of 8 finalists, and she just got presented with her full-ride scholarship. They gave out 4 full-ride scholarships to SMSU about a week or two ago, and she was one of them. And she'll tell you that FFA has been a major part of her getting that simply because of her speaking skills. So
awesome.
That's the kind of cool things, too, that happen every day.
So. Yeah, very rewarding for you, too, to have students excel like that.
Yep. Like, a lot of people might think I'm retired, but it's still fun. So my dad always said, make work fun, and I tried to do that every day. That doesn't mean you don't have a down day or two, but, we try to make it fun for the kids and still have a learning environment. Okay. So that was my goal every day and still is.
All right. The awards, the induction ceremony, unfortunately, because of COVID, you couldn't go wherever you were going to go to pick up your award, but that was done virtually, I would guess, huh?
Yep, on March 6th, the alumni, FFA State alumni, had their annual meeting, and we were inducted on March 6th via Zoom. Normally, they do that at the state FFA convention, but our state convention this year is going to be virtual just because of the COVID restrictions and things. It's still
great award.
Well, I don't deserve it, but it was quite an honor. Oh. Yeah, I sure would appreciate it. Yep.
Okay. All right, Wes. For sure. Well, congratulations again. It's well deserved. Let me tell you, you've done so many things for so many people over the years, and congratulations again.
Well, thank you, Paul.
That's Wes Anderson talking about his induction into the Minnesota FFA Hall of Fame a couple weeks ago, and about his teaching career. He's still teaching, didn't want to retire, so. All right.